Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, so we can go on to some news. There are still quite a few local items in this week's paper. We can tell you about the Akel Strait as prospects of its dueling recede into the distance, a hope for a new dental surgery and more. Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced in last week's autumn budget that several unaffordable and unfunded road projects worth a combined £1.3 billion had been scrapped, including plans to upgrade the A47 Vauxhall roundabout in Great Yarmouth. And leaders at Norfolk County Council said the decision is a major setback in their long-standing ambition for the 9-mile Akel Strait dualling. They said the roundabout is key to allowing that section of the A47 to be improved. Successive governments have yet to commit to improving the Akel Strait, but the work at the Vauxhall roundabout was designed to be compatible with future dualling.
Plans have emerged that could see a dental surgery with potentially up to 6,000 NHS patient places built in the outskirts of Norwich. The practice will also be joined by a pharmacy and opticians if the proposals are approved. The site for the new care hub in the south of Rackheath, on a plot of land next to where the huge new medical hub is being built in Broad Lane. Chandra O'Heidi, who owns the Rackheath Pharmacy in Bernard Close, has submitted the plans for the centre to Broadland District Council. Now, he said once the dental surgery is opened, it could serve around 6,000 patients. We are currently in negotiations, but it's hoped that this will take a mixture of NHS and private patients. This will initially serve the Rackheath and Greater Norwich area, but as it expands, we hope to open it up to more people.
A former language school in a building dating back to the 1700s could be turned into a home. Under the plans, the Grade 2 listed Hales Courthouse at 74 Upper St Giles Street in Norwich will become a 5-bedroom house. If the plans are approved by Norwich City Council, the former school will be transformed into a 5-bed home with 2 large reception rooms and a new kitchen. Elements of the existing house can be dated back to the early 17th century, with parts of the basement walls believed to be even older than this. The property is first mentioned in the Norfolk County Archives as being a pub called the Black Swan. It's believed to have stayed this way from 1650 until the next entry, which is the 1851 census. More recently, the property was purchased by Norwich City Council and used as offices in 1983.
Temporary staff filling vacant jobs at City Hall are being paid nearly £1,000 a day. A Freedom of Information request submitted to Norwich City Council on behalf of the Green Party has unveiled the earnings of some of the highest paid temporary and agency staff. Several staff members earn upwards of £800 a day, with one staff member pocketing £944. The high wages have come under fire from Councillor Liam Culvert, who says it's hard to see how those at City Hall can justify those huge payments. However, a spokesman for Norwich City Council has said they have no choice but to plug the gap so essential services can continue to be delivered. Since 2020, local councils up and down the country have all reported the identical issue of having real difficulties in recruiting permanent staff with the necessary skills and experience needed, particularly for certain specialist and statutory roles that all councils must have. Now it's time for our second feature. This time we hear what it takes to pull off Norfolk's amazing festive spectacular at Thursford. The article is read by Maggie Secker.